What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog. And I also write for Sports Al Dente, covering the Chargers for an all-LA sports website. We've been covering the Chargers for four seasons now, doing our own Facebook live show, Chargers Domination Live. And this is our second season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, a lot to talk about today. Another day of training camp has passed. There was no practice on Wednesday, but we do have some notes from Tuesday's practice here on a Thursday today. So we're going to start with Forrest Lamp. So Forrest Lamp has come back. He's gotten starter reps. He's looking good. The coaching staff is, quote, very pleased with his progress so far. So obviously, that's one of the top things we were thinking about, guys, going into training camp, was just how is Forrest Lamp going to work? How is Forrest Lamp going to look? Is he just going to easily come in there and just, you know, sweep everyone away and win that starting job easily? So we're going to start with that today because, you guys can't get enough Forrest Lamp talking, neither can we. Then in the second segment today, we have the Chargers joint practice coming up this weekend, and that means we get to reminisce on the time where Keenan Allen absolutely leveled a Rams DB into the ground, and it was one of the best moments I've ever had in a training camp. So we'll talk about that and talk about just a little bit of what we expect to see from that joint practice. We all know the intensity gets ratcheted up there, so we're excited to talk about that. And then in the last segment, we're going to talk about Justin Jones. So John is the biggest Justin Jones critic that we have, and there's been a lot of players and coaches saying a lot of good things about Justin Jones. So we'll talk about that and how that defensive line rotation is starting to fill out for the Chargers. But let's start with the news of the day, guys. The news today is that Forrest Lamp, the most heralded Chargers offensive lineman that hasn't gotten much playing time at all, is back in training camp, fully healthy, and his coaches have been raving about him so far. We heard Tom Telesco in the offseason say that Forrest Lamp would get every single chance to start this training camp after last year and his rookie season being plagued by injuries and not cracking that starting lineup. So Forrest Lamp has been playing both guard positions and a little bit of tackle, but is getting starter reps at Dan Feeney's position, left guard, so far early, and also switching and taking Michael Schofield's spot, while Dan Feeney also has been playing a little bit of center behind Mike Pouncey. So just to get into what some of the coaches have been saying so far, Ken Wisenhunt had pretty high praise for him, saying, "I think that we're very pleased with how he's been working. It's great to see him out there on the field. One of the things that shows up right now is his strength. One of the things that you really like about him is his pulls. He can anchor down as a guard when he's setting. Those are the things you really like. The big thing is going to be seeing him in preseason game in live action. He was a good player in college. It's unfortunate that we haven't had him to be able to play as much as we would like, but we're really excited to have him back." So, David, when you hear that, obviously, he's the one saving grace right now for the Chargers on the offensive line. Not that he can necessarily save them, but at the same time, if the Chargers offensive line is going to be any sort of good, if there's going to be a bright spot, it's probably going to be Forrest Lamp.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, we've all talked at great length how heralded he was coming out of college, the pedigree that he put together while he was there. He was a great player by all regards. So we expected him to jump into the NFL and contribute right away. But, you know, unfortunately, that didn't happen. He got hurt, and it took him a while to get his strength back and feel really just 100% healthy and comfortable, you know, where he is right now. And, you know, he has a great opportunity to come in and take a job and make a great impact on this offensive line. If the Chargers offensive line is going to be better in 2019, it's because Forrest Lamp was a part of it.
And many people thought that Forrest Lamp was the best offensive lineman in the 2017 draft class. Obviously, we have not seen that yet. He's played sparingly in garbage time, and the coaching staff said many things about just not messing up the chemistry of last year's unit. That's why he didn't get a shot. But we have seen and heard from all of the coaching staff and players that Forrest Lamp might be the strongest guy in that locker room. And so, John, it makes a lot of sense when you hear Ken Whisenhunt saying, hey, he's a guy that knows how to anchor. He's really good on pulls and just getting on someone and just knocking them out of the way, basically. That's what you want to hear about Forrest Lamp, is him getting out there, being productive, being able to move freely, and being able, most importantly, to play at 100% to see what his true talent level is.
He also is saying, Forrest Lamp is also saying in some press conferences that he actually feels strong himself. So with people saying that he feels strong and him saying he feels strong, it gives you a lot of hopes. And now you have coaches that feel good about it and saying he has the talent to do stuff. He's got the skills to do it. It's going to make this offensive line a lot better, especially with the Russell Okung issues we have. We need Forrest Lamp. And Forrest Lamp even said, when asked about not playing last season, he said he wasn't able to work out during camp, so he felt out of shape. And now this year, he actually feels strong. So to hear that he actually feels stronger than last year, my hopes are already high. My question now is just going to be, how is the chemistry work? You brought up how Anthony Lynn didn't want to break that up last year. Now, what's his chemistry going to be like with his teammates with only 1 year of playing with them?
That's absolutely a huge concern, because even right now, the chemistry is somewhat in flux, because you have Trent Scott and Sam Tevy switching places at right and left tackle. You have those middle positions at the guard positions really up for grabs. You don't know if it's going to be Schofield or Lamp or Feeney that are in there right now. So I think that's going to be really important. I think that the coaching staff is going to try out different rotations of those guys in preseason to see which one works the best. But I think Mike Pouncey is going to really improve because of Forrest Lamp being on the field, if he can play up to the level that most people think that he can. And I think that it really just helps the offensive line as a whole so greatly, especially missing Russell Okung right now. The Chargers have to put their eggs in Forrest Lamp's basket, because right now he is the only saving grace. So if the Chargers can keep him in the starting rotation and get the most out of him and replace a guy like Dan Feeney, who was the weakest link last year, that's all good news for the Chargers. So it's great to see Forrest Lamp out there, and now you're seeing him actually start to turn heads with his play and not just his overwhelming social media presence, because we all know everyone loves Lamp. But we do have another segment to get into, talking about the Chargers joining up with Sean McVay's Super Bowl team, the LA Rams, coming to practice with the Chargers, and how excited we are from that and what we expect to see with that coming up right after this. But before that, guys, I need to tell you about Five Star Painting. Five Star Painting is looking for new owners to join their growing company. Could this be the perfect opportunity for you? Are you driven? Do you have the heartbeat of an entrepreneur? If you're interested in running your own business, text 5-STAR to 87000 right now to learn more. Choosing to start your business with 5-STAR Painting means setting yourself up for success by surrounding yourself with the best in the business and the best at business. With 5-STAR Painting, you'll be your own boss, pick your own territory, set your own hours, and live a better quality of life running a business that you can be proud of. You'll have access to the best resources to help you scale your landscape business to meet your personal and professional goals. And you will go home every day with the satisfaction of helping your customers enhance and maintain the beauty of their homes. As a 5-STAR Painting owner, you'll also be part of the greater Neighborly community of home service brands. Neighborly has empowered more than 3,700 entrepreneurs to achieve their dreams and goals through local business ownership. No one knows the home service industry better than Neighborly. Every year, nearly 1 million customers are proudly served by one of Neighborly's 22 award-winning brands, some of which include Mosquito Joe, Molly Maid, Glass Doctor, and Mr. Rooter. All names that I've heard of, and I'm sure you guys have heard about too. Those are all part of Neighborly, and you get that when you go to 5-STAR Painting. Whether you've been thinking about starting your own business or you're already running your own painting company, text 5-STAR to 87000 to learn more about how 5-STAR Painting franchises can help you get to where you want to go faster than going it alone. Again, text 5-STAR to 87000 to learn more about Neighborly brands that may be available in your area. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. All right, guys, it's time to get into the second segment of the day. And today we are talking about the Chargers joining up with the LA Rams to do their joint practices before the preseason comes next week, which is I mean, John, that's absolutely crazy that we're sitting here and talking about a preseason game next Thursday.
It feels like a long, long waited, like jail sentence has finally finished. it's finally coming to the end of the road. We get freedom. Football season is back. Feels like a long time since I've seen a Chargers game, man. And I can't wait to see what these scrubbies are like and who's going to be that next guy to step up, be an undrafted free agent on the roster.
Yeah, because you know with the Chargers, somebody is going to make that list. And I hope, you know, maybe it's more than just a punter. Who knows? Maybe it's not even the punter. Maybe this is the year that it gets snapped.
Maybe it's a long snapper.
Yeah, maybe Mike Wendt really is on the hot seat, even though we've been kind of joking about it the whole time. You never know, but everything will be exposed this week when the Rams come into town for the joint practice. And David, I cannot talk about this Rams practice without thinking about the video of Keenan Allen laying a Ram out during their joint practice last year in one of the best form tackles I've ever seen. Pick him up, drive him into the ground. I mean, I can't think about it. I know Brad Motter, host of the Locked On Rams, probably doesn't want to talk to us about that, but when I think of this joint practice involving these specific two teams, that's all I can think about.
I mean, how could you not, man? That was such a classic video clip. I mean, it's amazing. Keenan Allen, he is such a talented player. I mean, hey, he got an interception and a touchdown in the same game. The guy is a monster anywhere on the football field. So, yeah, I mean, you can't talk about a joint practice between the Chargers and Rams without bringing that up. And you got to love that fire and competitiveness, even though, hey, we want to keep you healthy, Keenan. So maybe this time around, let somebody else do the form tackle.
It just felt like Keenan smelled something in the air. Like he was just waiting to get into that. He was waiting for something to pop off. And he was the most ready to get involved and throw himself in there with, which for a guy who, you know, repeatedly kind of goes down without taking the contact, which is a very good business decision, you wouldn't necessarily expect to do that. So love that out of Keenan Allen. Hope we can get some more of that fire this year because, John, when you bring another team into your training camp, it just changes everything. I mean, Anthony Lynn even talked about it, just saying, hey, these guys are tired of hitting each other. You know, we can't really tell them to go all out against their own teammates. It's time to get some fresh meat in here. It's time to bring another team in who you can actually get excited about laying a big hit on, even though we know it's still training camp. The expectations and the practice level gets turned up to 100. This is the closest thing the Chargers are going to get to real games before the real games start, because once you bring in these other guys, it doesn't matter if you lay somebody out or get a big pick. Instead of just, you know, celebrating with the defense, you get to celebrate with your whole team and get the whole team fired up. So I absolutely love joint practices, and I love the aspect of seeing, you know, how heated it's going to get this year.
Well, I mean, I like joint practices too, just for the reasons you mentioned. You know, you have to hit somebody else. It's a more competitive feeling rather than going up against your own teammate constantly. It makes it a lot more entertaining. But every single year, it seems like there's a fight. There's a brawl. I think the Cowboys came to town for one of the ones that I was supposed to go to when I had season tickets, but I had to miss it for work, and there was a brawl. The Cowboys and Rams, when they always had one in Oxnard, there was always a fight. The Chargers bring the Rams. There's a fight. I'm waiting for that year when someone gets hurt. There's going to be injuries from that kind of thing. Someone's bound to be dirty and do something like a low blow on a passing route. And it worries me a lot. I'm always waiting to hear the injury report after those things. I honestly don't like them.
Yeah, you're definitely always kind of holding your breath when you see those type of things and you see somebody go down hard. You see the other team maybe laying a big hit on one of the players on the team that you like. You get a little scared for that, and that's obviously a big concern. But David, I think the other part of this quickly is just you're not just getting any team. This is a great test for the offensive line, which Mike Pouncey talked about a little bit, just saying it's going to be fun, man, especially the Rams defensive line. They've got a really good defensive line to give us a lot of good work in practice. So we're excited to go against these guys. This is a time for us to get better. And I think he makes a good point there, because I think they do have the opportunity to go up against a team that was in the Super Bowl last year. So they're not just getting the Cardinals or someone like that that's non-competitive and is going to be trying a lot of young guys in a lot of positions. You're playing against a team who has aspirations for a Super Bowl just like you do, and I think that makes a big difference in the intensity level.
No question about it. This is a true barometer of where your team is going to be at this stage of training camp. I don't think that you could find a better opponent besides the Patriots to see where you're going to stack up. These guys were in the Super Bowl last year, where you want to be, where you want to get to, where you want to win a championship. So you get to compare apples to apples against one of the best teams in the league. Really get a good sense of where you're at, where your team is at. And these opportunities don't come around very often, so you got to make the most of it. But it's gonna bring a new level of intensity to practice, and I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on today as the day rolls along. I can't wait to see the videos coming out of that campaign. Maybe we get a little scuffle day one. I feel bad for wishing these things would happen, but I mean, it's one of my favorite parts. I love seeing the guys get into it. I love seeing the passion. I love seeing guys having other guys' back, because that's what builds the camaraderie that holds a team like the Chargers together, and they have pretty good chemistry as it is. But we do have one more segment to get into, talking about John Kegley's favorite player, former third-round pick in the 2018 draft, Justin Jones, and all the people blowing smoke up his butt seemingly today. So let's go ahead and get into that right after this. But first, I need to send a special shout out to Manscaping for sponsoring the Locked On Chargers podcast. Manscaping is the number one men's below-the-belt grooming. You may have seen them on Shark Tank. Manscaping offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's 20% off at manscaped.com with promo code LOCKEDON. All right, guys, you know what it is. It's time to get into the last segment of the day, and of course, we're talking about Justin Jones. All right, maybe that's not the most exciting thing, but there is a lot of praise being heaped on Justin Jones. The first guy that stood out to me, and the one that kind of really sat with me, was Mike Pouncey talking about it, because, you know, if you hear something about a player and you hear a coach praising a player, you always kind of have to take it with a grain of salt, because for the most part, they're not going to be calling these guys out. It's not Cliff Kingsbury calling out Robert Kimdiche for being out of shape when he got to camp and then he gets cut the next day. You don't see that very often. Most times these coaches are praising these guys, and if you read between the lines, you can kind of tell they have things to work on. But Mike Pouncey, when he was talking about Justin Jones, said something pretty surprising when he said he's probably the guy on our team that's the most improved football player from year one to year two, and you can tell. He's out here making plays every day. If he can play like that the whole year, our defense is going to be really, really good. So, John, I have to start with you, because you're the biggest Justin Jones critic and you're the one that proclaimed that. So you get the first shot at taking this Justin Jones topic to the next level. What do you think when you hear something like that from a guy like Mike Pouncey about Justin Jones being one of the best players at practice so far?
Well, he couldn't have gotten any worse. He better be one of the most improved. But I've been reading a lot of stuff on him, and one of the things that I think is pretty impressive is they said last year he reported to training camp at 316 pounds. This year he reported to training camp at 295. That tells me that guy's been working. That guy's been working hard in the offseason. He's got a better diet. He's been weightlifting. He's been doing drills. This guy might just actually be really turning heads, and it's not just Mike Pouncey saying that he's looking better. There's been journalists, there's been a lot of people say that he's looked really improved. So he better be improved. If you do put in all that work just to look just as bad as you were last year, man, you are definitely a waste of a draft pick.
Yeah, and I think he attributed a lot of that weight loss to cleaning up his diet. He said he doesn't have a lot of beef or pork anymore, and it's a lot more fruits and vegetables. And we heard that from Rayshon Jenkins too, guys. Just, hey, when you're in college, even though you're in very good facilities and have good coaching staffs, the diets aren't always as good. And when you get to the NFL, you need to bring it to that next level.
I've actually heard that a lot from a lot of athletes the past, I want to say, 5 years. A lot of them have been cutting out beef and pork. There's some of them gone to vegan diets, and some of them just go straight to, like, fish and stuff like that. They go on, like, the tuna diets and stuff and add more of a veggie fruit thing to their diet. It's amazing how much your body changes just after, like, 3 years. You know, you're still in your 20s, but yeah, 22 and 26 are, like, night and day.
Well, and these are guys that all think that they're in the prime physical shape of their life. You know, how many times do you hear that? I said it in the last show. Every guy coming into camp feels like they're in the best shape of their life, right? But, you know, when you're talking about those numbers, hey, he's statistically and numerically in much better shape. And I think for that position to be consistent, that's what you need, David, because last year we saw some flashes from Justin Jones, but it was never enough for a full game to really get you excited about that pick and get excited about him as a player. So I think with him, you know, cutting down, seemingly taking everything a lot more seriously, I think he feels the heat from the guys behind him and he wants to play.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to come in and prove that he's ready to go. You know, and all reports are saying that, you know, he's in good shape and, you know, he's performing well at practice. But, you know, last year was not great, like John mentioned. So he's got a lot of work to do, especially, you know, with Darius Filon leaving. And I think that's the, you know, the type of guy you want to, the production you're looking to replace. And you're looking for guys who are going to be able to put that together. And, you know, if Justin Jones is improved as everybody has said that he is, then maybe he can help take some of that production and replace it from what we're losing with Darius Filon joining the Cardinals.
Absolutely. And I think right now you have three guys that are kind of vying for that same position because you brought in Jerry Tillery and Cortez Broughton behind him. So, John, I think in the best case scenario, obviously you'd like all three of these guys to be playing well and you want some sort of rotation out there. But I think, you know, with Justin Jones coming in and improving, which is all you can ask for, because like we say, when these guys are rookies, we're going to give them a chance to play first before we make any judgments, unless your name's Trey Pipkins. That's always kind of been our philosophy. But when you're talking about having these guys like Cortez Broughton and Jerry Tillery, and now you have Justin Jones trying to be a factor, that's a pretty ferocious defensive line if you have all of those guys playing. But at the same time, there's only so many snaps at that three technique position. So maybe you see, you know, a guy like Tillery playing on the end or Cortez Broughton playing on the end with his kind of slicing style where he just gets through and knifes through the line of scrimmage. But I think it's such a good competition to have there because before, John, we haven't really had good competitions along this defensive line with talented players. So it's going to be really nice to see that because I think no matter who comes out of it, especially if all three of these guys are able to carve out a role for themselves, it's going to make the defensive line a lot better.
Just the fact that we already have three guys competing, that we actually don't even know who's going to be the second string guy or who's going to get the most snaps. I mean, yeah, Tillery's the first round pick, but that doesn't mean he's going to get the most snaps. You know, just the fact that we are actually having this conversation is already a good thing. That already shows improvement on this line right just right there. Now, if we have all three performing, say at average, like what an average lineman would do, you should already be doing well stopping the run and stopping the pass. You should be doing pretty well at that. You're not going to be stopping all of it like you would with Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram type of play, but you're already improving, and it's only going to get better from there. If you're performing above average, this better be a top five defense at the very least.
I think if everyone stays healthy, it's a top three defense at the very least. I think that's the kind of talent that you have here. And I think the other part that goes along with that, John, is, hey, we didn't want to unload the Chargers' defensive line woes all on Jerry Tillery and need him to be our savior. He's still a rookie defensive tackle. In a perfect world, you can kind of ease him in a rotation. You give him, you know, 15 to 25 snaps every game and just say, go at it 100% and just give it your all for those 25 snaps. And that's how we get the most production out of you while also working you in to the NFL gameplay and going up against these guys. So we haven't heard much. Exactly, and keep everybody fresh. And that's what I'm saying. If you can limit these guys' snaps, you're limiting the chances of someone getting injuries and all of those things, and you let every person in there be fresh and go 100% and don't have to play Darius Filon for every snap of the game in situations like that. But that is going to wrap things up for today's show. We'll be back with you guys later on. But until then, make sure to go follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, so you can get the show before everyone else does. And to give us what you're most excited about during training camp and what you've seen so far, make sure to call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line. The number is 323-524-7924. Every voicemail that we get gets played on the show, guys, so let us know what you're thinking up to this point in the season. We'll be back with you guys later on, but until then, take it easy and go Bolts.